Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is June Liu. How you doing, June?
What's going on?
So today we are talking about the Crux Limitada Redline Toro. Cigar is 6-inch by 50 ring gauge. Comes out of the Placencia factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is the Nicaraguan Enganoso wrapper. I knew I was going to blow it. Binder's Connecticut Broadleaf. Filler is from Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic. Blended by Jeff Hogan. Price point is $11.99, and the cigar was released in March of 2019. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
They probably made that name up anyway, so whatever. I overall liked it. I didn't like it as much as the original PB5 and the IPCPR limited.
Right.
But you know, I thought every time I see this leaf, I kind of know that, you know, this is kind of the flagship, like state-of-the-art kind of cigars get this kind of a wrapper. So, you know, my expectation is based upon, you know, previous versions of this, this should be pretty good. I thought that, you know, for this Redline version, a little bit more spice forward. There's a little bit more red pepper and cedar notes to it, as opposed to having some of those softer flavors, right? Like the breadiness, toast, nuttiness, and that kind of thing. And with that said, I feel like the PB5 and IBCPR Limitadas were more balanced to that extent. Mm-hmm. But you know, I still thought it was a good cigar, just not quite to the levels of like the original PB5 and the IPCPR. Where are you?
Yeah, for me, it started off with like wood that became later defined as oak, some cream, some black pepper, a little bit of toast joined to the oak, and then it was kind of later taken over by char, which, you know, dominated the final third for me. Char in the final third was really overwhelming, kind of caused the cigar to finish on a significantly down note. I'm not sure if time will help kind of smooth out that final third, but, you know, if it did, it would help a already good cigar become better. I think it was a nice riff on the Limitada line. Like you said, I don't think it lived up to the level of those other cigars, but it's still, you know, still a good cigar. I'd have no problem smoking more of these. And I think if other people haven't smoked anything from the Limitada lines, then I would think that, you know, this would be a good introduction to that. So giving the scores, we were real close. You give it a 6.57. I give it a 6.37. How do you think that matched up with your experience?
It matched pretty well. I mean, even though I thought that this version wasn't as good as the previous ones, I still thought it was good, right? So to that point, I rated the flavor profile 2 out of 3 thirds to be good. Good construction. And it's a solid score.
Yeah, mine matches up well. We scored it almost identical. I mean, final third, I rated it subpar and you were average, so it was a slight notch down. And then I had the draw a little bit higher than yours. So, but otherwise, we were along the same lines. You know, I think it's a good cigar. It's just that final third just was a big dip for me. I think it's well worth for people to look out for. And $11.99 isn't crazy for a cigar either, Toro size. So it's pretty good. Any other final thoughts from you on this one?
No.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalettes.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.